Good morning. Today is Tuesday, May the 17th. We have the full board present. This is the Josephine County Board of Commissioners General Discussion. It is 9 a.m. We don't have an agenda this morning, but does anyone have any item that they wish to bring up?
I do. I mentioned last week as a result of a meeting that was supposed to take place in room 157 today that would have been kind of a conflict with today being election day and put a challenge as far as a court security issue. I don't think either of you were here, or maybe you were here, I don't remember. But I just suggested that the staff notify the person who reserved that room to maybe find another more secure location where services for them would be appropriate. So it kind of made me think, I haven't looked at the policy for who uses county facilities. We know we have one for the ambassador, and we've looked at that. But I haven't, from a facility standpoint, looked at the other one and how much of an impact they can have. First and foremost, I mean, it makes sense to me to be able to provide space for the departments that are frankly paying for that unallocated space. That's a given at first come, first serve on that one. And they take advantage of that and reserve rooms as they need. But opening it up to outside agencies in the county isn't courts. I don't think the city uses our facilities, but that would be maybe the only other one. Other than that, I don't know that we should necessarily open our doors open. Certainly if we do, they need to follow kind of like the same, you know, policy as the ambassador. You petition the board to be able to use it, and you compensate us for those services because everybody's paying for these spaces that are unallocated. And so I asked when you could take a first crack at maybe coming up with that. Maybe it's as simple as saying no. That would be a very short policy. Or maybe it's more complicated than that. So I just want
I know that you know, the Basker was actually of the committee to do it. So the whole purpose of it was for a public meeting place for the public to use. And but inside the courthouse, because we have relatively limited space for meetings for our departments, they of course should always have priority. But there's also the element, as you mentioned, security. But if we're, you know, letting groups rent it, you know, and we need security in this building, but we don't know but what they might have a controversial issue and then create a security issue for us.
This one was really challenging. It was a very controversial, heated hearing. And it's a state administrative. I asked Kirk if that was associated with the courts, and he said no. And that made me say, well, we're mandated to provide facilities for the courts. We're not mandated for other state services. And I think it was in their best interest.
I think they're having them. I don't think we should say no. I think that we should have them petition the board to you know, ask for, we need to use it for this long, for this purpose, and this is the topic of what's going to occur.
Yep.
And that way we know what's in the building.
Yep.
You know, because if we don't know what's in the building and then they have an issue and suddenly they're needing security,
then we're
on the spot. We don't know.
I wouldn't have known had they not asked this office what kind of security services you have.
Yeah, we don't have.
We do for us,
but not for them.
Well, no, we don't even have it for us, but, you know, it's somewhere.
Yeah, we have some.
Yeah.
In fact, if we call, they would respond.
Sure.
But the thing is, if you have someone who's not part of the county, you don't know.
You're adding to the burden without compensating the county.
Right.
So you are recommending that we simply have some approval process by the board for the use of.
That sounds great as a direction to Wendy. I didn't provide her a lot of directions other than what we had right now wasn't working for me. Hmm. That we should address it, discuss it,
Why don't we ask her to design something upon the same outline as the ambassador? It won't be exactly the same, undoubtedly, because that's a totally separate building, but it would be very similar. You know, you have to apply, there has to be a fee attached, which we would have to decide what that would be.
Yeah.
And it would not be the same as the Basker building because, again, it's a bigger building. But so she would put and that together.
Just,
and
this is just for outside.
Yeah, and it's for outside organizations.
The system seems to be working mm-hmm. really well.
But just leave the fee rate thing vacant on the on your proposal, and then we'll decide that after we develop the policy. Yeah, that's a good thing to be addressed, because that's becoming more and more of an issue. Is that it?
That's all I
have. Okay. Commissioner Heck?
Until you start talking, then I'll come up with something else.
Have you seen this coming up from different groups on this Hawaii Canyon Lions proposal?
The what?
The Hawaii Canyon Lions. That oh. They're having some May 23rd during Oregon Legislative Days. Oregon, the House Rural Communities Committee is hosting a meeting to discuss this sort of. But they're talking about having some national park mm-hmm. being, we use the word imposed because that's rather that's a prejudicial word, but being imposed out there, and they're wanting support to. Have at least look at it, and obviously their desire is to have some negative vote or negative comment made as far as having that potential monument designation in Melford County.
Yeah, I went over to Hawaii County, and I know the commissioners are all here, and it's a big deal in all of those counties mm-hmm. because there's one happening in like, the Crook County designation as well that's pretty substantial. It's the some really nice area, but there already is a park there. They're just looking to like double it,
expand it.
And it's people are saying, "Well, what's wrong with the footprint when it was arrived at when it was designated years ago?" I think it served the community well. I think that's been finally the position of the board. I know the Crook County Commissioner who's running, running for judge, has he read that, and his first reaction was, "No, I think we're good to go." Mm-hmm. And it took the other two, like three town halls and all of this stuff. And I said, I told Seth, I said, "You should convert to your voters. See if they have 28,000 people, like we've done. What do you guys think about this? It shouldn't just be three people sitting around the room. Do you guys want it expanded or do you want it the same size?" And then you'd have a definitive answer. Well, that's a good idea. But it took the board forever. I think most of the other east side counties are kind of like, we're all stocked up with, million acre mm-hmm. Set aside. Stuff. And then even the stuff that they do leave you, the sage grouse in position, I have such a restriction on anything you can do. It's like a wild seed designation over all the eastern Oregon. My fear is that this kind of stuff is, it's nice for people to sign a letter in opposition, but at the end of an administration, the executive orders that may come down the pike, they don't care.
Well, I know they don't.
Maybe I should do it.
Hang on. Well, and the other thing, too, is I think that looking at it from the other side, you've been a federal employee, if it comes from outside the area that's affected, they typically just put it in the file and it really carries no weight.
You're not constituents.
Now, if it affects, the constituents over there, that's a different thing.
Absolutely.
Totally different thing. But we're on the other side of the mountain.
It would be interesting to see May 23rd?
Mm-hmm.
So what
they're having this
rally.
Rally. Yeah.
It would be interesting to see what AOC Public Lands Committee is doing if they're calling for a statewide county. That's maybe what this is. The rally of all.
I have not seen it. So.
I think it came in this morning. Am I right?
Well, this particular one came in on Monday. Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
So, but it has been something that I've gotten emails on it before previous weeks.
Maybe before then. What
you
were doing.
I would say check with AOC and see if this is something that they are wanting participation in.
So Gil is the staff person for public lands. You might. I can check or you can check.
No, I'll check.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. This worked well.
Okay. Is that it?
That's it for me.
Nothing else?
No. I think that's it.
Okay, I guess I'm reading the proclamation this morning at 10 o'clock.
Good deal.
And
the clock will never get there. You should
hear.
Yeah. As long as you look at the clock, it will never get there.
I'm not going to make it that
But long. Just go try to get something else done, and it will get there really fast.
Yeah.
So, okay.
I think our land sales right on cue, website top publications are being put into the paper.
That would be nice.
we're all ready to go for June 17th. Is that right?
I have a question on that. Does the statute or do our, or does one of our ordinances require that the auction be conducted by the sheriff?
I think it does.
Does it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, this is referred to as a sheriff auction.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I just assumed that would.
I think we're going to stick to the same parameters, but because we've already done, all of these have already gone to auction, we may not have to conform with all of the details.
Yeah, because I was wondering if we could go with an auctioneer. You know, someone who actually has a network of people to contact for things like this.
Yeah, like a LISCA publication where people are looking for those things. That's something to consider that I know they, what Mike has said is he states the minimum bid and people call their own bid. He does, and he reiterates it. So if the minimum bid is $23,000, that's what he does. Minimum bid is $23,000. You, as the potential purchaser, say, I'll bid $23,500. He reiterates, the bid is $23,500, much like an art auction.
Uh-huh.
It isn't. But that's probably not what you're saying. You're saying they could do it the same way. Just say, well, they have this.
Yeah, what I'm saying is once you get to the end of the road, you've exercised what you can. Can we then go to an auction company and say, because I'm on a mailing list. I get all kinds of government properties that are on auction lists by an auction company.
Yeah.
And, I mean, these are auctioneers from other states. I mean, you get them from all over the Pacific Northwest.
Yeah. So, I think historically most of the people who have purchased these properties have been local, and they're usually like the neighbor or something that doesn't want to see somebody else buy this little enclave. I know that there's a couple of people coming in to talk to Mike before the auction about that. And I don't know what the parameters are, if somebody just pays minimum bid, or I think they make a proposal when it comes to the board as to whether or not we're going to entertain.
Well, I know we mentioned to Mike to try to spawn this out to
a wider audience. Right, we did at that meeting.
Have you done it? You know?
I believe he has.
Yeah. The other thing, too, is that even though we have a minimum bid, he needs to note if he can't get anyone to bid to the minimum bid, and somebody says, you know, like you say, $23,000, I say, I'll pay $20,000. And they say, $23,000, if I'm paying $20,000, I will not go more than that.
Right.
That should be brought back to us to see if we would consider that bid.
It will, but at the day of the auction.
Yeah,
No, but what I'm saying, we should still consider, even though we have a minimum bid, that doesn't mean we will refuse the sale. Because
no, absolutely not the day. I mean,
well, the sale would be refused on the day of the auction.
On the day of the auction.
Right.
But we will still have the name of the person and the offer.
Right.
So I think that needs to be made clear the day that offer is open until such time as the board considers and either accepts or rejects, even though it's not minimum bid.
He's got that language already.
Okay.
Because
I haven't seen anything written.
What is written is on the website right now.
All the terms are posted then?
Yeah.
Okay.
He is a breath of fresh air.
Yeah, I think honestly we were all trying to find our way a little bit, and I wanted it done yesterday, and so it's just a matter of it's amazing. So you get here, and then I don't want to blame Pat.
Falls off 6.
But Pat says, "Well, we have to do this."
Yeah.
Thank you for being here, Pat.
Yeah,
but at the same time, it's amazing the steps that have to be taken and the scope of who needs to say yay or nay, and this is okay.
Mm-hmm. So it's still June 15? Correct?
I want to say June 16.
June 16?
Thursday.
Okay.
Mid-June. Well, that's why I was thinking mid-June, so I couldn't remember if it was 15.
I'm almost 100% sure it's the 16th
of June.
I'm taking a couple of days off. I am. We got to get the budget passed. On June 17th for a little while.
So. Okay. All right. Well, it should be interesting. I hope it's successful, because if it's successful, then we can do some more.
We're going to keep.
Well, I know he's already planning the next one, like for fall.
Yeah.
And
we might have 20 properties.
And he said those would be, when I talked to him the other day, he said those would be somewhat of a different mix of properties.
And he's reached out to Rob at Public Works and Dave, our forester. So we'll have no shortage of properties that will be coming available.
Right.
Dave and I need to work out a philosophy of what we want to divest ourselves of. There's also this future of carbon credits. And so even properties that may not be in the portfolio for managing for timberlands, I see in the future that, not my discretion, carbon credits is not exactly something I'm a huge fan of, but if it's coming.
But if it's there and we can use it.
Right. So if we've got 5,000 acres that we could say, we're already not going to probably harvest, but we could set aside for that and be paid, you know, get a royalty per year for carbon sequestration, maybe it doesn't behoove ourselves to divest.
Right.
We need to work out kind of a strategy for long term.
I'm not sure if I mentioned this last week, but I was talking to Arthur. I think I did mention it. Some of the properties that we have been, not properties, funds we've been holding for 10, 20 years that have not, you know, that were earmarked for something, but we don't have those programs anymore, whatever. One of those was a piece of real estate that was bequeathed to us for the benefit of the library. And that is an acre parcel that fronts on the river. And so I talked to Mike about that, and he said he would look into that to put it on the sale. Of course, the money doesn't come to us.
Yeah.
I think I mentioned this last week. I think you may have been here, but anyway, he said he would look into that and put it on the sale in the fall, even though the money is going to go to the library.
Great.
You know, sure. that's a good use of it. And it's apparently it's funds that the library couldn't expend, but it's funds that they can use the interest. So apparently, by the way, it was given to us that there were two different ones in that same will.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, we should be receiving some funding requests pertinent to that. Those funds, like $15,000, in four different accounts.
Right.
There should be some requests coming for those.
Yeah, and the other thing I talked about and because I went in there to talk in general about these funds, and one of the things with the library is that they've been drawing on those funds, but why are we administering them? And now they have their foundation that it looks like it's going to make it. You know, initially that was the question whether they'd be able to make it, but what is it going on 6 years now? You know, so I think that they would be able to, with their foundation, dedicated funds, they would be able to facilitate the appropriate use. Because they have the reporting requirements and tracking requirements for nonprofits, just like we do.
And these ones are challenging. I think some of them they were given to the county to administer in the, I don't know, people even get out of them, but if we could.
Arthur seems to think it would. If we assign it to them and they sign an agreement that it would be used for the same purposes for which it was given to us.
Sure.
One of them is for children's books and educational things, and the other one was for general library purposes, materials, etc. And one is actually, this is one of them, the property that you can't spend it, but you can use interest off of it type of thing. So, anyway.
It seems like one of the things that's a negative for us administering it is they don't really, I don't know if they're aware of it, but since I've been here, I don't think they're being added to. And if they were kind of in their wheelhouse.
No, there's no principal addition.
Or people would be made aware of it.
Right, there's no principal addition. So we just have to keep reporting them, and they keep getting, you know, they go in the audits and they go on the reports, and it's like we're deriving no benefit from it, and we can't use it for anything else. So it's time that now that they have a going foundation that could administer it, then.
That sounds great.
Yeah, and not just the library, but what is the mental health?
Oh, yeah, we have...
Okay, so we've got $83,000 like that in this mental health fund.
Well, it's not mental health. It was for people on public assistance or welfare. Yeah,
I think it's administered by the... How is it? But, I mean, we'll never spend it in that sense. Well, let's get it onto the agencies that have historically been involved with that, with the county as well as entitled it. But let's move it onto there.
Well, historically, those funds were given to food bank, plow farm, mostly food-related things, people on public assistance go and get food bank type stuff, so that's where it's been historically used. So, because it was for people on public assistance,
I got the definition just this morning, so I can't quote it. But anyway, that's what that one is.
Sure.
But there's like a half a dozen funds that we need to distribute. Mm-hmm. So
instead of carrying it on the books.
Instead of carrying it on the books year after year after year. Some of them, like I said, 10, 20 years. Last time anything was spent was out of the one fund is we gave $10,000 loan out of that one that for the people on public assistance, a $10,000 loan to the food bank, and then they paid it back.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, let's just get rid of all these funds that we're tracking. We don't need to be tracking.
Yeah. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
So I'll keep working with Arthur on them as he works through them and gets all the particulars as to what the requirements would be for them to be mm-hmm. distributed.
Good.
Anything else? No?
No.
Okay. We're adjourned. It's 9:20 a.m.